This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're picking up our dive into the topic of health in Native American communities as part of our series, First Wisconsinites, Dispatches from Native American Life in Wisconsin Today. Paul Roberts is with us now. He's co-founder of the Ho-Chunk Weightlifting Club and is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. Paul, welcome to Central Time. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, what is the Ho-Chunk Weightlifting Club?
So the Ho-Chunk Weightlifting Club is a group of Native Ho-Chunk weightlifters that come together to basically uplift each other. We say uplift each other's spirits. It's not really about weights. You know, it's more about physical fitness and exercise and giving yourself the confidence to, you know, go after life and try to better your physical being. And through bettering your physical being, you're going to better your spiritual, mental, emotional.
And this is something that you're not just talking the talk on. You've walked the walk. You have had a journey to get to the point where you are, where you're inspiring other people to look at their health and their wellness and their spiritual health as well. And it didn't come easy. It started with a death.
Yeah. My father figure in my life, myself, grew up like a lot of other Native children out there, without a father figure. And that was pretty hard growing up, not ever having that. And my uncle was my father figure. He was the one that stepped up. He was the one that kind of took on that role when he could. It wasn't all the time that he was there, because he had two other daughters that he took care of very well. He was an amazing father. He passed away, and I didn't know how to deal with that. I really didn't. I completely shut down, and I think I started using alcohol, drugs, as an escape to the reality that I was living. It was pretty tough. Found myself well over 300 pounds. I think when I did actually look at the scale, because I didn't really like looking at mirrors, looking at pictures or anything like that, I was just shy of 340 pounds at my heaviest.
And that's when your story took a turn. You started to turn toward what was going to be your future. What happened next?
Well, I kind of realized that I needed to do something different, to start to try to do something I was used to doing, and that was lifting weights. I did lift weights when I was in high school, and actually went to a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center. And while I was there, we got to go to a gym, and while we were there, you know, I got to walk around the weight room a little bit, and it was like something almost calling to me. So when I came back home from this rehabilitation center, I actually started wanting to exercise again. So it was at the Ho-Chunk House of Wellness, where I currently work now as a fitness specialist and strength coach. But I actually just started walking on the treadmill, and found that I couldn't even walk. It was really hard for me to even try to run. So it really started just being at the gym and exercising by myself.
You said that when you walked by the gym, you felt something almost calling to you. How did you know what you were hearing and what you wanted and needed to do at that point?
I guess it was something familiar. It was something like realizing something I knew. You know, I was in a place where I didn't know what was going on. In a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center, you get to see some of the most damaged people out there. You know, I mean, it's really sad when you get to see that other side of people that suffer from drug addiction, alcoholism. You know, it's so much deeper than a lot of people think. I think a lot of people have this notion that, oh, why don't you just stop? You know, it's so much deeper on this emotional and spiritual, broken spirit kind of journey. And I guess being there was really scary, and realizing that I was in that spot, going into the weight room, it was something familiar. It just felt like something was calling to me.
For a lot of people who are moving toward a goal or coming out of a dark place, it's not so easy seeing destination B and trying to get there from destination A, your story had some twists and turns. You had another loss mm-hmm. in your life, another one that shook you. And this was the one that afterwards, though, it really stuck.
Yeah.
Your new path. Tell us about that.
Well, I had another uncle that kind of stepped up. He took the place of my uncle that was there. And actually, he knew that I was on this path of trying to be sober and trying to better myself. And he really kind of took that upon himself to help me out, to uplift me, he actually gave me a bow to start shooting. And he unfortunately passed away from cancer. And I actually got to take him to some of his chemotherapy treatments. And it's really hard to see somebody that you know that was very active. He was a coach. He was a coach in Arizona. He actually took his basketball team to state. Amazing man. And to see a person, wither away from cancer is very, very tragic. And it's really hard to witness, to see that happen. And when that happened, I guess I kind of fell back into that shutdown mode and started to drink again and utilize alcohol and drugs. And that was kind of where when I had this epiphany of wanting to change, wanting to start to exercise again and get back into it, I met my current wife. She's my wife now. At the time, she was my girlfriend. I remember she was always telling me to go for it, whatever it was, even all these different ideas I always had. I'm one of these people that my mind is always spinning, it's always go, 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 go. Always telling her my ideas. And one time I had this idea. I said I wanted to start a club, a group of people that can help others achieve their goals through physical fitness. And we started the Ho-Chunk Weightlifting Club. So I'm only the co-founder. My wife was the one that had the, I guess, she was the one that started out of her pocket. So it wasn't my pocket, it was hers. She was the one that said, hey, let's move forward with this. Let's do this, So we bought some shirts and we started telling people we were going to exercise at certain times, and they started coming and exercising with us. So that's kind of like the birth of the weightlifting club.
Talking to Paul Roberts right now, founder of the Ho-Chunk Weightlifting Club. And Paul, I'm sorry about those losses, and I appreciate you sharing your story, because I know that this isn't something that has always been easy for you. This is something that you kept to yourself. What makes you want to share it now?
Being able to relate. And there's a lot of people out there that relate to my story. And I think when we talk about, upbringings and, how we were raised growing up, nobody has ever had like this picture-perfect upbringing. I think all of us have had different things that happen in our lives, and we kind of don't know how to deal with that in some ways. I fortunately have found in the weight room, not only in the weight room, but also running, exercising, any type of physical fitness, I have found, I guess, my warrior spirit is what I call it. That Native American warrior spirit. I have found that through physical fitness. And I have found that I can take that spirit and apply it to life, to apply it to getting through certain things that happen, a death, a loss, or any type of stress that happens out there, to realize that I'm so much stronger than what I really am by exercising and pushing, kind of pushing my body to the limit, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah, I want to get more at that philosophy that you're talking about, because as you say, this is the physical fitness is the beginning for you when it comes to wellness. It's not the end in and of itself. Mm-hmm. How does physical fitness act as sort of the conduit to improve all these other things in our lives and to feel better about ourselves and to achieve goals?
Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it is another pathway to reach that overall pathway of mindset. It's all about having that mindset of what you want to accomplish. It's having that ability to overcome certain things in your life, whether it be death or any type of being 300 pounds, alcoholic, addict, all of these different things. to realize that physical fitness can get you to that point of being mentally strong, you know, to having a different mindset. And that's what our group is. We are a group of Ho-Chunk tribal members, and we uplift each other's spirit. And the weight that we lift isn't always that of iron. Mm. It's of each other, of each other's spirit, of each other's confidence.
How big is the Ho-Chunk Weightlifting Club? Who shows up? Is it just guys, or is it women too? Who's there?
We have my wife's sister as well. She's a part of our group. In the past, we've had some people that came in and some people that stuck with it a little bit, but kind of fell off a little bit. You know, it is that always, what is that question? Like, how do we figure out what is the answer to this inactivity? Because I mean, right now in our society, we are, at the highest obesity rate. We are also at the highest inactivity rate. You know, how do we reach to these people and tell them, hey, you know, there is a pathway to overall wellness through physical fitness. And I think it's exploring all of these different aspects, all these different outlets, because there's running, there's like, I know they have CrossFit out there, weightlifting. I mean, it could be any of these outlets out there. I know that there's a lot of natives that like doing the powwow dancing, and that's an amazing cardio workout. It's awesome.
Well, now that you've, I understand, getting into motivational speaking, and you've got me wanting to work out right now, I'm going to have to wait till we're off the air. But can you share some advice for those listening who are struggling, who don't feel like they can start this, and a little short on time? So what do you say?
Well, the one thing that I would tell anybody out there that's struggling, that's having it hard to get into that, I guess, routine, is to really find what it is that you love. Because what we start to do as people is we start to treat this exercise as a chore. And it really isn't. It's a blessing to be able to run, to be able to move, to be able to exercise. And if you're out there and you're struggling with it, try all of these different aspects. Try them all, because you will find something that you will attach to and you will love it.
Excellent. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Paul Roberts, founder of the Ho-Chunk Weightlifting Club and part of our series, First Wisconsinites, Dispatches from Native American Life in Wisconsin Today.